Barry fire crews were on the scene to lend a hand, and a couple of ropes, during a rescue of a man in an underground pit south of the city, Tuesday afternoon. Ajala Tosarantio Fire Department were called to an incident in the municipality, located about 40 minutes south of Barry, and requested the help of the Barry Fire and Emergency Services Technical Rescue Team. Barry Fire Chief Corey Mainprise explained that the team provides technical rescue services to a number of nearby municipalities, including Ajala Tosarantio. If the situation is above and beyond their scope of training or resources, we respond through a contract to provide services to them. They are still in charge of the incident, he said. Barry Fire received the call to help extricate a patient who had fallen into a large well inside the building, which Mainprise said is still under construction, around noon on January 23. I think it's a wastewater or industrial building, he said, adding the patient was found at the bottom of a large, very deep pit of approximately 30 feet. Great work today by our @Barry_Fire@BarryPFFA team today who assisted one of our neighboring municipalities with a technical rescue incident to remove an injured worker who had fallen and was trapped 30 feet below grade. Always proud. pic.twitter.com/fmgnc2m1ub. Corey Mainprise. @MainpriseCurry, January 23, 2024. The patient was working in the pit and had fallen and was injured, said Mainprise. Firefighters from Ajala Tosarantio had already set up some ladders and had staff lowered into the pit to assist the patient when Barry crews arrived, he noted. Other news outlets have reported that the 50-year-old man was conscious and alert when transported to hospital by ambulance with unknown injuries. We had to package the patient into a stretcher where we can lift them up and out of the hole, and then transfer care to EMS to be transported to hospital, said Mainprise. A specially trained group of firefighters, well-versed in high-angle rescue, attended the incident and used a system of ropes and pulleys to hoist the man out of the hole. There was an overhead anchor point, so we'd either utilize something on scene or make our own with some of our specialized equipment. Using a ropes, anchors and pulley system to provide a mechanical advantage, we'd create a haul system to lift the patient vertically and then get them ground level, Mainprise said. Crews were on the scene for about 90 minutes, he added. This particular rescue, Mainprise told Bradford Today and Innisfil Today, would not have been considered particularly high risk. But like in all situations, all precautions are taken. There are always a lot of factors that can make a call complex, he said. Site access was good, it was a large building so there was lots of space. It was not super complex compared to some types of situations. It was a straight vertical lift. When you start moving people horizontally, or lowering people, it can be a little bit more complex, the chief added. It was still very technical, but certainly well within the scope of what we train and practice for. A request to Ajala Tosarantio Fire Department officials for additional information on the incident was not returned by the time this article was published.